Dear viewers and the lovers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our heart, which we treasure so much, is actually the most delicate tablet that we have. It is mentioned that to cleanse this heart is one of the requirements of deen, and this is the core reason to reform ourselves, inshallah. And it is due to this heart that it leads us into the right path and sometimes onto the wrong path. Allahu Akbar. And hence the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in his Mubarak hadith, Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudgha. Idha salahat, salaha al jasadu kulluhu. Wa idha fasadat, fasada al jasadu kulluhu. Ala wa hiya al qalb. He says as a warning, that listen, indeed there is a clot in the body. Idha salahat, when functions well, salaha al-jasadu kulluhu, the entire body functions well. Wa idha fasadat, and when that gets corrupt, fasad al-jasadu kulluhu, then the entire body gets corrupted. Allahu Akbar. Ala wa hiya al-qalb, lo, it is the heart. Subhanallah. In the commentary of this beautiful hadith, the ulama have stated that all the actions that a person performs, it is directly related and emerging from the heart. If the heart is pure and clean, and it has the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and the love of Allah's beloveds, then that heart commands us towards righteousness. And if that heart has Allah's fear, Allahu Akbar, then all our affairs will be in order. Then the person begins to abstain from the sins. And not even abstaining from the sins, but even from the thought of sinning, he is afraid, Allahu Akbar. And when this heart gets corrupted, and one starts to follow into the whims and fancies of the nafs, then that time, neither is there fear of Allah, no, our affairs will be in order when we are caught up with our carnal desires. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our hearts and keep our hearts in line with the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam.